ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Gimel. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Samach Beis brings a raya from the Braisa to Chizkiyah's Halacha. Misayeli lechizkiyah damar chizkiyah mil'u bekrevim miskosher. If one has a shtar with two lines of space between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasim HaSa'edim, and he fills up that space with craven with Edim Sulim, the shtar is a kosher shtar. Hagam de Alocha on Amad Aleph, the Gemara told us, Hirchik Shnei Shitin, if there's two lines of space between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasim HaSa'edim, being that the Malve can now be Mezayif and be Moisif in the shtar, my deboy, the shtar is a posel shtar. But if he's Memala this space with Edim Sulim, him mil'u bekrevim, the shtar is a kosher shtar. And the Gemara explains there should be such a halacha that agam if there's two lines of space the shtar is a posel shtar, but if you fill it up with edim sulam that makes the shtar into a kosher shtar. Zok the Gemara we find a similar halacha in Hilchos Sukkah. The avir sukkah, if one inside shach kosher has three tfachim of space inside this shach kosher, the sukkah is a posel sukkah. But if he fills up the three tfachim of empty space with shach posel, three tfachim of shach posel doesn't posel the sukkah. The shear of Schach Posel passeling the sukkah is up until four tvachim. So we find that gam if there's empty space, the Schach would be Posel because three tvachim of Avir passels the sukkah. But if he fills it up with Schach Posel, then the sukkah is a kosher sukkah. Who would then by a shtar, if there's two lines of space between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasim HaSa'edim, the shtar is a Posel HaShtar. But if he fills up that empty space with Krevim, Mil'u B'Krevim is kosher. And L'Chayri Yesh L'Haran the Sa'alacha, every single time one brings a shtar to Bezdin that's Hirchik Shnei Shitin from the Seif HaShtar to the Chasim HaSa'edim, why don't we say the same, that Bezdin should fill up that empty space with Edim, and once the Memalad with Edim Sulim, the shtar would become a kosher shtar. So when is it Negeh this halacha of Hirchik Shnei Shitin that if there's two lines of space between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasim HaSa'edim, the shtar is a kosher shtar? And there's a machlekes of Rishonim, how to understand this halacha of Chizkiyah. Mil'u b'krevim is kosher. When do we say that it was filled up with craving? At what point did they fill up the empty space with craving that we now say the shtar is a kosher shtar? Rabbeinu Yoina holds that we say mil'u b'krevim is kosher is dafka if they filled it up with craving b'mitzvahs ha-mischayif. In the case of Ahava, if the Levit told the one writing the shtar to be memala b'mitzvahs ha-Levit, to be memala this empty space with craving with Edim Sulim, in Be'ofin Zeh that the Levit told them to write Edim Sulim in the empty space, then the shtar is a kosher shtar. And now when the Leiva hands over the shtar with the craving already filled up in the empty space, he gives it over to the Malve, he's giving the Malve a kosher shtar. But it's dafka if it's koidim the mesira of the shtar miyad ha-Leiva to the yad ha-Malve, then the shtar was kosher because they already filled it with craving. Be'ofin Zeh we have Chizkiyah's ha-Halacha of mil'u b'kravim is kosher. But once the Leiva gives to the Malve the shtar with a hirchik shnei shitin, with two lines of space between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasim HaSa'edim, Zokt Rabbeinu Yoina, the Leiva gave the Malve a posel shtar, at that point it's not mehani if the Malve would now fill up the empty space with kravim. Being that the Leiva gave the Malve a posel shtar, the Malve cannot make the shtar kosher by filling up the empty space with kravim, and would not apply Chizkiyah's halacha, mil'u b'kravim is kosher. Rabbeinu Yoina says a second halacha, this that we say mil'u b'krevim is kosher is dafka if they fill it with krevim on the same day of the zman that's nichtav in the shtar. When they first wrote the shtar, they wrote the zman of the yom aksiva of the day that they are writing the shtar. And on the day that they wrote it, they left two lines of space between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasim HaSa'edim. Zokt Rabbeinu Yoina, this that Chizkiyah says mil'u b'krevim is kosher, it's dafka if you memalit b'krevim on that same day. But if they're not memalit b'krevim until the next day, it comes out that the yom that's nichtav on the shtar is the wrong day, being that the shtar first became kosher on the next day. It first became kosher on the day after the yom aksiva, because on the yom aksiva itself there was two lines of space between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasim HaSa'edim. It comes out it's a shtar muktam, and a shtar muktam is possible. The yom that's nichtav on the shtar is the wrong day because the shtar first became kosher the next day. And these two shitas of Rabbeinu Yoina l'chayra going l'shitasai. Rabbeinu Yoina understands that Hirchik Shnei Shitin from between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasim HaSa'edim is not a shtar bechlal, it's a chaspa ba'almo. Memele zok Rabbeinu Yoina, it has to be before the Leiva gives the shtar to the Malve, it already has to be milu b'krevim, it has to be made into a kosher shtar. If it was a posel shtar b'shas, the Leiva gave it over to the Malve, it comes out the Leiva didn't give the Malve a shtar. And who would then zok Rabbeinu Yoina, the yom nichtav on the shtar has to be the yom that they were memalit b'krevim. It's at the time that they fill up the empty space with kravim, that's when the shtar becomes a kosher shtar. Memela, if they fill it up with kraven the day after the yain that's nichtav in the shtar, it's a shtar mukter and it would be a pasul shtar. But akol ponim, it's mevu shitas Rabbeinu Yehuda is that melu bekraven is dafka be mitzvahs haloive, and we see from Rabbeinu Yehuda that he holds that herchik shnei shitin min aksav between the chasimus eidim and the seifa shtar is a chaspel ba'alma, but chalal doesn't have the halacha of a shtar. The Rosh in our sugya brings the shita of Rabbeinu Yehuda, and the Rosh that brings the yesh mefarshim wa'achelik on Rabbeinu Yehuda. And these yesh mefarshim hold this that we say melu bekraven is kosher is calls man they filled it up with kraven before it was brought to Bezdin. If the malva fills it up with edim sulim before he brings the shtar to Bezdin, then we have the halacha of chizki of melu bekraven is kosher. But once it's brought to Bezdin and Bezdin sees the shtar that is hirchik shnei shitin, it was a shtar sheyochol leizdayif. There was a achoka shnei shitin from the seifa shtar to the chasim es edim. Then the shtar is posel and it's not mahani anymore to be memalit bekraven. We will not see anymore the halacha of chizki of melu bekraven is kosher. But al kopanim the achelik on Rabbeinu Yehuda, afilo after the leiva gives it to the malva could be memalid the shtar bekraven, and as long as it's filled with kraven before it's brought to Bezdin, the shtar is still a kosher shtar. And the chayre it shver on these yesh mefarshim, why don't we say the same thing after it comes to Bezdin also? A shtar that's bala Bezdin that was hirchik shnei shitin min aksav, there's a space between the seif aksav and the chasim ha'edim, Bezdin should just fill up the empty space with kraven, and now the shtar will be a kosher shtar. And the Rosh is miyashiv these yesh mefarshim and he's mefarish. Be'emison, the shtar is a kosher shtar. A shtar that's bala bezdin and there's a space between the seifa shtar and the chasim ha'edim. The entire reason why Chazal passel the shtar is because there's a chashash that the malva might be mezayif and be moisif in the shtar my deboy. But if when it comes to bezdin, there are still two lines of space between the seifa shtar and the chasim ha'edim. You see, the malva wasn't mezayif and he wasn't kosher my deboy in the shtar. And him came be'emison, the shtar is a kosher shtar. It's only been that it's a shtar sheyochol leizdayif and Bezdin doesn't want such shtaris to be written. We don't want people using shtaris that are yochol leizdayif because it will come cases that the malva will be mezayif the shtar. Therefore, Chazal passel such a shtar. Dr. Rosh, Memela Chazal said, if it's koydim sheyavoyu leBezdin, he fills it up with kraven, being that we know the shtar is not mezuyif, it's filled up with kraven or is empty space, we know it's not mezuyif. There is no time to passel the shtar, and therefore when Bezdin will accept such a shtar, and the shtar is a kosher shtar. But once it comes to Bezdin, even though Bezdin sees that it wasn't Mezuyif, that the Malva wasn't Mezayif the Shtar, there are still two lines of space between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasim HaSeidim. Mikol Makom, if Chazal wouldn't passel such a Shtar, then Le'ilu Chachom Mitakanos, and people are always going to make such Shtaris. Memele Chazal made a Takana that once such a Shtar comes to Bezdin, the Shtar is a Pasel Shtar, and therefore when people write Shtaris, they won't write such Shtaris, they won't write Shtaris with two lines of space between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasim HaSeidim. And Kimpshutei, the machlokes between Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Yesh Mefarshim that the Rosh is bringing is in how to understand this halacha of Hirchik Shnei Shitin Men Aksav. If there's two lines of space between the Chasim HaSeidim and the Seif HaShtar, the Shtar is Pasul. Rabbeinu Yehuda understands the Shtar is a Chaspa Ba'alma. And therefore, being that the Shtar is a Pasul, a Shtar, if the Leva gave such a Shtar to the Malva, the Shtar is already Pasul and doesn't help if the Malva fills up the Shtar with craving. The Leva gave the Malva a Pasul, a Shtar, the Mesiria is a Pasul and Mesiria. Mashenkin, the Yesh Mefarshim brought in the Rosh understand that Hirchik Shnei Shitin Min Aksav, if there's two lines of space between the Chasim HaSeidim and the Seif HaShtar, it's not a Chaspo Ba'alma. It's a Kosher HaShtar with a Chashash that maybe the Malva will be Mezayifit. So in a case where it's Nizbar that the Malva wasn't Mezayifit, Be'emison, it's a Kosher HaShtar. So if the Malva fills in the Kraven, and now we see the Malva wasn't Mezayif the Shtar is Kosher. And Be'emison, if it comes to Bezdin with two lines of space, it should have been kosher also, except that then Le'ilu Chachom Mitakan Osam, and everyone's going to write such stories, being the Chazal didn't want such stories written, therefore they said once it comes to Bezdin in such an oifin, the Shtar is a Pasul Shtar, and Bezdin can't accept it. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Mem Hei Sifya Dalet brings both shitas mentioned in our Gemara, he brings the shita of the Rosh, that as long as one is Memalit, be craven before it's Bala Bezdin, the Shtar is a kosher Shtar. And he also brings the shita of Rabbeinu Yehuda that melu bekraven is dafke von fills it with kraven be mitzvahs haleve before the leve was moise the shtar to the malve. But once the leve is moise the shtar to the malve, as if there's two lines of space between the seifa shtar and the chasim ha'edim, it's not mehani for the malve now to be memale the space with kraven. And the mechavin sif tezvav also brings the second halacha of Rabbeinu Yehuda. This that we say melu bekraven is kosher, it's dafke if one is memale bekraven on the yom shenichta vashtar. And this way, this man that's nichtav in the shtar will be this man of the yom that he was melu bekraven, was this man that the shtar became a kosher shtar. But if one was memali the shtabi kreiv the day after the yom shenichtav hashtar, it comes out the zman nichtav on the shtar is the wrong day. The shtar first became kosher on the next day, and the zman written is the previous day. It comes out it's a shtar muktam and it's a pasul shtar. Fact this smad that lechay it's a steer in the mechaber from one sif to the next. The mechaber in sif yedalad brought two shitas. He brought a machlikus to Rosh Hashanah ben yayna. And lechayiva the machlikus to Rosh Hashanah ben yayna is whether or not hirchik shnei shitin min aksav, if there's two lines of space between the chasimus edim and the seifa shtar, is the shtar a kosher shtar only the zechshash ziyif, which is the sheet of the Rosh, and therefore even if the malve is memalek be kravim and he's mesalek the chshash ziyif, then the shtar is a kosher shtar as long as they filled it with kravim before it's bala bezdin. And according to this, lechayiva one could fill it up with kravim even on the next day. As long as he's mesalek the chshash ziyif, the shtar is kosher from yesterday. At that point, it was already nigma the shem shtar, only there was a chshash ziyif that the malve has to be mesalek. With this, that he's memalek be kravim, he's being mesalek the chshash ziyif. But akol panim, the shtar was nigma and nasib yesterday, and this man is the proper zman, the yem ksivas hashtar, this man written on it is the right time. It's only the fishitas of Ben Yoyin who holds that the shtar is a chaspa ba'alma, and if the Levi gave such a shtar to the malva, there is no mesiris hashtar. According to Ben Yoyin, one has to be memali bekrevim on the yem shenichtav hashtar in order to be a proper zman. So, fact this man, why is it that the mechaber who brings two shitas in sif yedalad is soisim like a Ben Yoyin in sif tesvav, lechayr, Ben Yoyin is going dafka lishitasi? This that the mechaber in sif tesvav brings us halacha of a Ben Yoyin, it's not a new halacha. It's a hemshech of this that the Mechaber brought a Yeshayim, he brought Shitas Rabbeinu Yoyna, who says that Mil'u b'krevim is dafka before the Leiva gives the shtar to the Malva, it was Mil'u b'mitzvah sa'leiva, and the Mechaber is being mamshech and saying, Lefi this Yeshayim, the Allah is also the one has to be memalit b'krevim b'yayim shenichtav ashtar. And there's also the Shita of the Bir Agra, the Goyin also says that the Mechaber in Sif Tezvav is only going Lefi Shitas Rabbeinu Yoyna. But according to the Rosh, Avada would not be true this halacha that the Mechaber says in Sif Tezvav. One does not have to be memalei the shtar b'krevim b'yom shenichtav hashtar. Afilu if he's memalei the shtar b'krevim a few days later, it still would be a kosher. It's still the zman on the shtar is still the right zman, being that the shtar was nigmar on the yom shenichtav by only the zechshash ziyif. The one has to be mesalek. The zman is considered a proper zman. The Shach is chaylik on the zman on the goin, and the Shach understands that the Rosh is not being chaylik in lomdus on Rabbeinu Yoyna. The Rosh is masking to Rabbeinu Yoyna that it's hirchik shnei shitin from the seifa shtar to the chasimus ha'edim, the shtar is a chaspa ba'alma. And it's only a day this that is melu b'kreivim that the shtar becomes a kosher shtar. Zok the Shach, this that the Rosh is chelik on Rabbeinu Yoyna and he holds that one does not have to be memalit b'kreivim before the leiva is moise the shtar to the malva. Only as long as before it is brought to Bezdin, the Malva was memalei b'krevim, the space in between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Sa'edim, it's considered a kosher Shtar, as long as it didn't come to Bezdin with the space between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Sa'edim. It's because the Rosh understands, not like a Ben Yoyin, the Rosh understands when the Leiva gives it to the Malva, b'shas misirosi, if he gives over such a Shtar that there's a space between the Sefer Shtar and the Chasima Sa'edim, we assume this to be a tzivui mefurish that the Leiva is telling the Malva to fill up the empty space with krevim. So we look at it that there's a tzavas ha-leiva, there's das ha-mischayev, that the malva should fill in the shtar with kraven psulim, in order that there shouldn't be a space between the seifa shtar and the chasimus edim, he should make it into a kosher shtar. So as long as kodim shabala bezdin, the malva filled in the empty space with kraven, the shtar is a kosher shtar, because we assume it was done by das ha-mischayev, that was the das of the leiva in giving such a shtar to the malva. But al kopanim lefi the shach, the shtar that's hirchik shnei shitin min aksav is a pasul shtar until the malve is memalei the empty space with kravim. Memele zok the shach, the Rosh would be masking to the halacha of Rabbeinu Yoyna that one can only be memalei it be kravim be yem shenichtav ashtar, k'day that this man that's nichtav on the shtar should be this man that the shtar became kosher. If one would first be memalei it be kravim on the next day, then this man written on the shtar would not be this man that the shtar became kosher. And Meila Zakta Shach, the Mechaben Sif Tesov is not only going to feed Rabbeinu Yoyna, he's also going to feed Dasa Rosh, because the Rosh is also masking to Rabbeinu Yoyna that the Shtar is a Apostle Shtar until one is Memalit Bekravim, and therefore he has to be Memalit Bekravim, B'yem Shenichtav Ashtar. The Gemara continues, Rev Shapsi, Amamish Medechizkiya, Shnei Shitin, Sha'amru, these two lines that we said, if there are two lines of space between the Seif Ashtar and the Chasima Sa'idim, the Shtar is Apostle. When we measure these two lines, we measure we measure with the handwriting of the Eidim and not Ksavi de Seifer, and the Gemara is Mazbid, the Kala Mezayif, Lav Legabi Safer, Ozulu Mezayif. When a person is Mezayif, he doesn't go to the Seifer to be Mezayif, he's Mezayif himself. and therefore in order for him to be mezayif teshtar, he needs two lines of space in his own penmanship. Memela wa mishayer b'ksav yidei edim v'lei b'ksav yidei sefer. And the Gemara explains further, what is the shear of these two lines? V'kama o me'ab Yitzchak ben Alozik going lech lecha ze'al gabe ze'. The words lech lecha ze'al gabe ze', which the Gemara explains is two lines and four spaces. If there's that amount of space between the Seif Ashtar and the Chasim Eseidim, then the Shtar is possible. And if Chia Ba'ami Mishmei De'ula is Chaylik, he says, Kigayin Lamed Mila Maila V'chof Mila Mata, which the Gemara explains as two lines and three spaces. And the third sheet in the Gemara, Rav Avo Amar Kigayin Baruch Ben Levi B'shita Achat, which the Gemara explains as one line and two spaces. With that ready, there's a shear that a person can be Mezayif if there's that amount of space between the Seif Ashtar and the Chasim Eseidim, the Shtar is a possible Shtar. And there are three pirushim in the Rishonim between Masber. What is the machlokes? What are they arguing about these three amirim? If the shear is two lines and four spaces, two lines and three spaces, or one line and two spaces? Tosis and Seif Devei Masnach going lech lecha zeh agabe zeh is Masber. Why is it that the first man the Amar holds that dafka two lines and four spaces is enough of a space for a person to be mezayif? That if there's that amount of space, the shtar is possible. And Tosis says, Masbif, there would be less than two lines and four spaces, that if it would come out the words Lech Lecha Zal Gabe Zet, they would not be able to fit, there would be Nikud the Ziyif. A person is afraid to start being Mezayif Tishtar. If there's not enough space to write the words Lech Lecha Zal Gabe Zet, the person is Yorei from starting to be Mezayif Tishtar. He is afraid if he's going to fill in the two lines, when he gets to the second line, it might turn out that the word Lecha is under the word Lech. And it's lech lecha zeh agabe zeh, and it would come out that it's going to be nikud the zeh, if it's going to be nikud that somebody was mezayif and trying to squeeze two lines into the space. And therefore a person is, if there's only two lines of space without four spaces, just two lines and less than four spaces, a person is afraid to be mezayif to shtar, and therefore we're not choshish for a zeh. And according to the Tosfos, the second man, the Amar, who says two lines and three spaces, l'cha'ira holds that a person is not afraid if there's two lines and three spaces, he will also be mezayif teshtar, and he'll be careful to make sure that the words lech lecha don't end up zeh agabe zeh, and he knows that it will not be nikud the zeh, and therefore he's not afraid to be mezayif teshtar. And the third sheet, according to Tosfos, who holds that we say that the shear of two lines is one line and two spaces, holds being that a person can squeeze two lines into one line and two spaces. Hagam, it could come out that if the word lech lecha is zeh agabe zeh, it will be nikud the zeh. If the person knows to be able to squeeze it in an oifen, that it won't be nikud the zeh. So afilu in a case when there's a line and two spaces, will choishish the person will be mezayif the shtar, and therefore the shtar is a pasul shtar. And this is all shita satosis, that Tosis understands the machlokes in the Gemara is how much is enough of a space that a person would be comfortable being mezayif the shtar, that we are choishish the person will come be mezayif the shtar, and therefore it's pasul. Rabbi Nuyen is mefarish to machlikas baif and acher. Rabbi Nuyen explains that the Gemara is coming off this that it started with that when Mishaya the two lines b'ksav yidei edim v'lei b'ksav yidei sefer. Zok Rabbi Nuyen in the first man the Amar holds that the ksav yidei edim is larger than the ksav yidei sefer. And therefore when we are Mishaya b'ksav yidei edim, two lines and four spaces of ksav yidei sefer is two lines of ksav yidei edim. That's the amount of space edim need to write two lines. So the first Gemara was saying that when Mishaya b'ksav yidei edim, and with that the Gemara is explaining how much of ksav yidei sefer is ksav yidei edim. The first man the Amar holds that the edim need two lines and four spaces in order to write two lines. And the second man the Amar is chaylik, the second man the Amar holds that in two lines and three spaces, they ready the edim could fit two lines in. In two lines and three spaces of ksav yidei sefer, the edim could fill in two of their own lines. And the third man, the Yomim, is Dr. Ben Yoyna. The only the first two man, the Yomim, hold like a Shafsi that we say b'ksavi de'edim v'lei b'ksavi de'sefer. By shaking the third man, the Yomim, holds that we are Meshayah b'ksavi de'sefer, and therefore he holds it's one line and two spaces. In one line and two spaces is enough for a sefer to write two lines, and we're Meshayah b'ksavi de'sefer, we're not Meshayah b'ksavi de'edim, because we are Choshish, the person will go to the sefer to be Mezayef Teshtar, and he's Chelik on Shafsi. And therefore, here's the smallest shear, even of one line and two spaces already. If there's that amount of space in the shtar would be possible because we're choshish for a zeif. There's a third pirish, the pirish of the Ritva, and being mazbah the machlokes. The Ritva explains the chashash if there's two lines of space between the seif hashtar and the chasim eseidim, the shtar is possible, is not only because we are choshish, a person will fill in the two lines, and therefore we are choshish for a zeif. So, the Ritva, we are choshish that the mavel will be megayez the shtar. He'll cut off the entire top of the shtar and will be left with just chasim eseidim with two lines on top of it. And now he'll go write a shtar in those two lines and bring that in as the shtar. Therefore, Zokhtar Ritva, the first man, the Alma, holds that we have to leave Dafka two lines and four spaces. Being that when a person is being Megayez the Shtar, when he's cutting off the Shtar, he can't just cut off directly by the last line of the Shtar. He has to also cut off a little bit of the blank part of the Shtar along with the Shtar that he's cutting off. And the Ritva is Mazbe because the last line of the Shtar could have a Chaf on it. If there's an end of Chaf on the last line of the Shtar, it will come out that the Ksiva is going into a little bit into the empty space of the Shtar. And therefore, if you wouldn't be Megayez, a little bit of the empty space also be Megayez directly at the end of the Ksiva, it will be nicker that the Shtar was cut off because they'll see the end of Chaf going into the blank place of the Shtar. The first man the Amr holds that we have to leave a space that is Megayez. He has to be Megayez, the Chelik of the blank space also. So that's one of the Avirim. Memele is left with two lines and three Avirim. That's enough for him to be able to write two lines in order to be able to be Kaisav Vashtar. There will be on top of the Edim, but this will be, he'll be able to be Mazayef to start. The second man, Yemer Zakhtar Ritva, is Chaylik, and he knows that when a person is not Chayshish for the little bit of the Endachaf that will come into the Shtar, a person is not nervous that it will be Nikkur the Ziyaf in such an Eifin. Memele, the person is Megai, is directly under the Ksiva. And if there's two lines and three spaces between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasim HaSeidim, we are Chayshish, the person will be Megayez the Shtar and directly under the Ksiva. There'll be two lines and three spaces left with Chasim HaSeidim, and it'll come be Kaisav HaShtar, and this space will be Mezayef HaShtar. So the third man, the Amar, holds that a person can squeeze into one line and two spaces. He could squeeze two full lines. Mainly he's chaylik, though, when he's coming to be Megayez the Shtar, not only he's chaylik that we're not chayshish for the end of chaf, they'll go into the empty space, but he holds a person can be nidchak to write two lines into one line and two spaces. When Mela Afilu in such an life, and that there's one line and two spaces between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasim HaSeidim, also the Shtar is possible because we are chayshish for a Ziyif. Akoponim, we said over three Pirushim in being Mazbe, the Machlekes in the Gemara, how much space there has to be between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasim HaSeidim in order for the Shtar to be possible. Taisis explained the Machlekes is telling how much space is there that a person will be comfortable with being Mazayef to Shtar. Do we say a person is afraid that it might turn out the words Lech Lecha Zeh Gabe Zeh, and if it will be Nikah the Ziyef, or do we say a person is not nervous and will still be Mazayef to Shtar, and therefore I feel two lines and three spaces would also be enough for a person to be Mazayef? And the third man, the Amar, holds that a person is not afraid, it'll be nidchak even into one line and two spaces, and therefore the shtar is a possible shtar. Rabbi Yehuda was mazbe the machlekes is tali in the Gemara before if a mishaya b'ksavi de edim b'ksavi de seifer. The first two man, the Amar, are mishaya b'ksavi de edim, therefore they'll the larger shear of two lines and four spaces or two lines and three spaces. That's the shear of ksavi de edim. And the last man, the Amar, is chaylik yields a mishaya b'ksavi de seifer, and therefore he says one line and two spaces is enough for a seifer to be mazayef two lines. And the third pirush she said over is the pirush of the Ritva. He understands that the chashash is that a person will cut off the shtar and will be left with the empty space and the chasim ha'seidim and will be kaisav my deboy and will be mezayif an entire shtar. And Zok the Ritva, the first man delma, holds that when one is being megayis the shtar and cutting off the entire top of the shtar, he has to cut off some of the empty space with it in order for the end of chafs of the last line not to be nicker in the shtar that is being left over. And the second man delma was not chashash that a person doesn't mind even if the end of chafs are left over on the new paper, it's not called nicker aziyif. And therefore, a person only needs two lines and three spaces from Mazayef two lines. And the third man, the Amar, holds that the one can be matchik two lines into the area of one line and two spaces. Mela afilu in such an eifin, rechayshish for Ziyef and the shtar is possible. The Gemara continues to be mefarish this halacha of hirchik shnei shitin min aksav is possible. The Gemara brings a memra amarav, loishonu ala bein edim liksav. It's dafkif, there's two lines of space between the seif ksivas ashtar and the chasim ha'seidim. But if there's two lines of space between the Edim and the Asharta, between the Chasim HaSeidim and the Kiyim, that Bezdin wrote a Kiyim on the Shtar, even more than two lines is also Kasha, this Halacha of Hichik Shnei Shitin Min Aksav, this puzzle does not apply. And the Gemara asks, Ma'ishno Ben Edim L'Ksav Dilma Mezayev V'Kosav Ma'i Deboi V'Chasim Misadi, where Choshish that the Mavel will be Mezayev the Shtar. In fact, the one Imkain Ben Edim L'Asharta Nami, why don't we have the same Chash Ziyef? And the Gemara answers, Dimitayetle. He spills over ink in order to cross it out and scribbles it up that there is no way that he could be Kaisim and be Mezayef and be Kaisim by the boy in the empty space. In fact, the Gemara Imkain Ben Edim Lishtar Nami, why do we have to be Mil'u, be Kravim? Also, why can't he be Metayetle? Why can't he scribble it up in a Eifin that he can't be Kaisim by the boy? It'll be scribbled up that he can't write in the empty space anything that he wants. And the Gemara answers that when it comes to Chasim HaSeidim, we are choshish if there'll be scribbles on top of the Chasim HaSeidim. When the Edim sign, they're going to be signing with the Kavanah to be signing on the scribbles, not on the Shtar that's written on top of it. Memela, we cannot make a takana that should be metayit lay the empty space on top of the chasima sa'edim. Mashenke, when it comes to Bezdin knows that being mekayim the shtar and not the scribbles that are on top of the chasima of Bezdin. Memela, when it comes to Bezdin, we could say when it comes to an asharta that it can be metayit lay, and therefore there is no chash of zi if there will be kaisim in the empty space, my dear boy. In the Pirush of Metayit Le Toysis is Mefarish that it can't be just Metayit Le to cross it out Legamri and pour ink over the entire empty space. Zog Toysis, if you'd be Metayit Le in such an oifen that he poured empty ink over the entire empty space that'll be filled now with ink, him came there's a chash that a person will be Metayit Le the entire shtar. He'll spill ink over the shtar that was Nichtav, there'll be an empty blank space of ink spilled up all over the shtar. And in the gillion of the top of the shtar, in the empty space that the seifer leaves on the top of the shtar, he'll be kaisev my deboy, he'll be mezayef a shtar, and will have chasima sa'edim or a kiyim of beznin on what's nichtev on the top of the shtar, on top of this that he's building on the rest of the shtar. Zoktoysis akorchach, when we say metayitle, what we mean is that it'll be nekudus or shuras, he'll make dots and dotted lines, that it will be nikkah, that there was nothing nichtev under it, all this is dotted lines to ensure that the malva will not be mezayef and kaisev my deboy in the empty space. On the Etzem Halacha that our Gemara is discussing, if there's a space between the Chasim HaSa'idim and the Kiyam Mashtar, Rav said it's kosher, and the Gemara is asking that it should be possible, just like we find the Halacha of Hirchak HaIdim in Aksav, two lines, it's possible. Who would think it should be Halacha that Hirchak the Kiyam of Bezdin from the Chasim HaSa'idim, two lines, it should be possible. The Shamishpat in Simon Memesiv Katan Dalad asks, we mentioned in the previous year, Shtas HaBein Yoyinan's Paskin in the Mechaber, this that we say, Hirchik Shnei Shitin Min Aksav is possible, does not mean the Shtar is possible, Lagami and Achaspa Ba'alma. Zogt Rabbi Yoina, it's only a possible the Shtar when it comes to Hilchis Shtaris, Benegea being Gaiva from Lekuchis. But when it comes to being Gaiva from Bnei Chari, when it comes to the Leiva saying La Adam, the Leiva can't say La Adam, can I get such a Shtar? There still is an Edis that the Leiva borrowed money from the Malva, only the Shtar doesn't have Hilchis Ashtar, Klapi Hilchis Shtaris, the Shtar is Achaspa Ba'alma, and one cannot be given from the kuchis. In fact, the Shamishpat, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, that the entire psul of Hichik Shnei Shitim in Aksav is only a psul of Hishtaris being given from the kuchis, what's the need in our sugya when it comes to Kiyim Shtaris that there should be a loch of Hichik Shnei Shitim from the Chasima Sa'idim? The Kiyim Bezdin is more than two lines of space later, the Shtar should be possible. In fact, the Shamishpat, if the entire psul is only been a gvir from the kuchis, but there isn't Eidis that the Eidim are being made, in Cain, there is the Kiyim of Bezdin that Bezdin is telling us is a kosher Ishtar. The Kiyim of Bezdin isn't Negev to be given from the Kuchis. The Kiyim of Bezdin is just telling us the Chasima Sa'idim is a kosher Chasima and the Shtar is a kosher Ishtar. And the male of the Shtar could be given from the Kuchis. So when's the Negev Bechlal, this Halach of Hirchik Shnei Shitin Min Aksav, it should be possible if the entire soul is Negev given from the Kuchis. And Kiyim Shtaris is not Negev Bechlal to be given from the Kuchis. We have an Eidus that Bezdin is telling us the Shtar is kosher. So what's b'chlal the need in our sugi that there should be a din of hechik shnei shitin min aksav that the kiyim should be possible? And the Shamishpat answers a davar chadash. Zok the Shamishpat, this that the Gemara says in Ukimta and Rav, that when Rav said hechik shnei shitin the kiyim from the chasima sa'idim, the shtar is a kosher shtar, he is referring to a case that it was metayitle, which Tosef says mazbed, there's dotted lines in between the kiyim of Bezdin and the chasima sa'idim. Zok the Shamishpat, it's lav dafka that he was actually metayitle. This that we say according to Rabbi Yoina that the shtar is a kosher shtar by hechik shnei shitin min aksav that he could be given from bnei chori and the leva can't say la adam. The beer is being that he could be melu bekravim. He could fill it up with kravim and now make the shtar into a kosher shtar. I feel if he wasn't memalit bekravim alkal ponim the edus is there. It's an edus alper that the leva borrowed money from the malva. Zok the Shamishpat, just like that's the pshat in Rabbi Yoina by hechik shnei shitin min aksav by chasima sa'edim. Who would do when it comes to Kiyim Shtaris, if it's Hirchik the Kiyim Shtaris from the Chasima Sa'idim Shtei Shuris, being that he could be Metayitle, he could scribble on the empty space and make it into a Kosher Shtar, Memela, the Eidus is a good Eidus, we have Bezdin being made that the Shtar is a Kosher Shtar, the Kiyim is a good Kiyim, only one cannot be Goyvim Lekuchis based on the Kiyim, but being that Kiyim Shtaris has nothing to do with being Goyvim from Lekuchis, it's just an Eidus that the Shtar is Kosher, and now the Shtar could be Goyvim from Lekuchis. So therefore, one never has to actually be metayitle. As long as he could be metayitle, that's enough to create that the kiyim shtaris is an edus. And once it's an edus, benegi edus aper, that's enough to be mekayim the shtar. Then now the shtar could be given from lekuchis. The tumim in simim hey is beetsam masking to the shamishpat. He's medayik from this. The rav didn't mention the tiyat bechlal. Zok the tumim, it's mashma that one does not actually have to be metayitle. only being that he could be metaitle, that's enough to say that the edus of the kiyam is a good edus. And once it's a good edus, agamet doesn't have the hilchish taurus, it's enough to tell us that the shtar is a kosher shtar, and now the shtar can go be goyim milakuchis. But Dr. Tum, the stimas apoiskim is not mashma like the shah mishpat svar. The stimas apoiskim is mashma that a person has to actually be metaitle in order for the kiyam shtaris to be a good kiyam shtaris if it's more than two lines of space between the chasim seidin and the kiyam of the shtar. And Dr. Tum, it's hodja kushin leduchte, according to Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina told us that when it's hirchik shnei shitin min aksav, the edis is a good edis, only doesn't have a hilchish shtar. So when it comes to kiyam shtaris also, the kiyam should be a good kiyam without a hilchish shtar, and it's not negeh b'chla the hilchish shtar when it comes to kiyam shtaris. Dr. Tum, the chilik between the case of hirchik shnei shitin min aksav and the case of hirchik the kiyam ashtar from the chasim ha-seidim, is that Chazal didn't want people to write shtaris that are able to become mezuyif. The Chazal made a takana to make some level of psul on the shtar that's able to be mezuyif in order to deter people that they shouldn't write such shtaris. Zokta Tumim, when it came to the case of Hichik Shnei Shitin Min Aksav, that the Chasim HaSeidim is far from the shtar, there's a space of two lines between the Seif HaShtar and the Chasim HaSeidim, being that one cannot be Goyvim Milakuchis with such a shtar, people will not write such shtaris. The Mele Chazal didn't have to say the shtar is possible a gamri, and we don't even have an edus either. It's enough to say the shtar can't be going from lekuchas. Mele people won't write such shtaris. Mashenki, when it comes to hirchik kiyim shtaris from the chasim esedim two lines, if Chazal would say it's a kosher edus, only doesn't have a hilchish shtar, being that's not negeh bechlal when it comes to kiyim shtaris having a din shtar or not having a din shtar, when it's not going lekuchas with the kiyim shtaris, all we need is an edus that the shtar is kosher. Mimela, and for Chazal to make that people shouldn't be mekayim the shtar in such a oifin, they had to say it's not even an edus either. They had to pass la feel the hilchis edus aboy to say that we don't have an edus that the shtar is mekuyim. Being that there is no other halacha to pass, so Chazal said there's not an edus either, and therefore there wouldn't bechlal be a kiyim shtaris if one was machik shnei the kiyim ashtar from the chasim ha-seidim more than two lines. To summarize, we said over on this that Rav has a nidin in the Gemara whether or not if one was machik kiyim ashtar from the chasim ha-seidim more than two lines, it's kosher or pasul. In fact, the shamish, but according to Rabbeinu Yoina, that the halacha of hirchik shnei shitin min aksav, the pastless is not a pastless, that there is no edus bechlal. There's still an edus alper that the lever borrowed money from the malva. It's only a pastless and a chishtoris, the one can't be goyve me lekuchis. And came when it comes to kiyim shtoris, it's not negev bechlal to be goyve from lekuchis. All we need is the edus that the shtar is kosher. What's the need in our sugya if one is marchi kiyim ashtar from the chasim is said in two lines if it's kosher or possible? And we said over to Ma'alchim, the Shah Mishpat is mechadish this, that the Gemara says it's kosher only if he's metayitle, if he scribbles on top into the space, that therefore the malva will not be able to be mezayif and be kosev my deboi. So the Shah Mishpat's lavdavka if he's actually metayitle. The entire svara of Rabbeinu Yoina that hirchik shnei shitin min aksav is only a pastless no chishtaris, but there still is an edus that the lever borrowed money from the malva, is being that if the malva would be mamaliyat bekraven, he can make the shtar into a kosher shtar. So being that it could be turned into a kosher shtar, it's enough to say that akoponim, it's a kosher edus that we have an edus alper that the lever borrowed money from the malva. So the Shah Mishpat who adin the kavan of our sugi is being that he could be metayitle. Even if he's not metayitle, also it's still considered an edus that bezdin's being made, the shtar is kosher, and once it's a kosher shtar, he could even go and be given milakuchis also. And we said over the Tumim says that the stimas apoiskim is not mashman like the Shah Mishpat, it's mashman has to actually be metayitle. So the Tumim, the reason the chilik between the hirchik kiyam ashtar from the chasim ha-seidim two lines, and hirchik the chasim ha-seidim from the seif ashtar two lines, that Rabbeinu Yoina says, it's still an edus, it's just a pasul shtar. Is Chazal wanted to make a takana that people shouldn't write such shtaris bechlal, they shouldn't leave empty space that it's possible to be bali deziv. Memela, when it comes to hirchik, the chasim ha-seidim from the seif ashtar two shuris, being that it can't be goyvim milkuchas, people won't write such a shtar. Mashenki, when it comes to hirchik kiyam ashtar from the chasim ha-seidim, they have to make some level of pasulus, being that there is no gviyav milakuchis, it's not a nidin bechlal when it comes to the kiyam ashtar. The takana was that it's not an edus bechlal, we don't have a kiyam ashtar bechlal, and therefore this way people won't write such shtaris, they won't write a shtar that's able to be bali deziv. The Gemara continues to ask on Rav Zaloch if one was marchik the kiyam from the chasim ha-seidim more than two lines. Rav said it's kosher as long as he's metayitli on top of the kiyam of Bezdin. In fact, the Gemara, why we not choshesh dilma gayiz leilaidol, cut off the entire shtar up until after the chasim ha-seidim? He'll be left with an area that's metuyet that he was scribbled up and the kiyam of Bezdin. He'll be machuk leili tiyuta. He'll erase this that he scribbled, and he'll be mezayef hashtar on top of the mechak. And the halacha is that bava hu ve'edav ala mechak is kosher. And now that he's mezayef, we're not even going to be mekayim the edim because we already have a kiyim bezin mitn lebesayif. And the Gemara answers that kol ki agavna that it comes hu ve'edav ala mechak and the kiyim is written ala niyar. We're not samech on the kiyim. And one has to be mekayim again the edim and show us that the edim is gar kosher v'chasimus and if we're not choshish for a ziyif. The Gemara then brings Rabbi Yochanan's memory of Rabbi Yochanan Amar Loishanu ala ben Eidim l'ksav. This that Marchik Shnei Shitin ben Aksav is possible as Dafka ben Eidim l'ksav. But ben Eidim li'asharta afilu shit achas poisel. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's more chomer afilu. That if there's even one line of space between the Kiyam of Bezdin and the Chasim of Sa'idim already, the Shtar is a possible Shtar and we are choshish for a ziyif. Taisus in Devei Maskel, Rabbi Yochanan asks, what does Rabbi Yochanan chaylik on Rav, and which halacha, what is Rabbi Yochanan being choshish for? L'choyef, he's made tightly on top of the kiyam of Bezdin, there's nothing to be choshish for Ziyaf of the Malva, so why is Rabbi Yochanan chaylik on Rav? And Taisus brings two terutzim. Taisus brings in his first text that Rabbi Yochanan was chaylik on Rav, that he's choshish, that Bezdin is also chas mi'atiyat. If Bezdin signs under an area that is scribbled on, we are choshish that Bezdin doesn't realize that they're being chosim on the kiyam of the chasim ha'sa'idim. Bezdin is toya and they think that being chosim on the tiyat, on this type of the area that's scribbled on, they're being chosim on that, just like we said, Eidim or choshish that only being chosim on the tiyat and not on the shtar that's nichtav l'mayla. B'mayla, according to Be'echin, one cannot be metayitle. Once he can't be metayitle, so therefore there's an empty space where choshish for a ziyaf. Just like by Eidim or Choshish for Aziyah, if there's space between the Eidim and the Seif Ksivas Ashtar. And Tosis in the second Teretz brings that Rabbi Yochanan is not really being Chaylik on Rav. And Rabbi Yochanan is discussing a case that one wasn't Metayitle, there is still an empty space between the Kiyam Ashtar and the Chasim Asa'idim, Afilu one line passels. And Rav is discussing Eichad the Metayitle, that he scribbled the area on top of the Kiyam Ashtar, and therefore there is no Chash of Ziyaf. And Rav is saying it's kosher when it's metayitle. Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's possible when it's loy metayitle. V'loy pligi, there is no machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. And Tosis brings another mehalach. Zok Tosis ve'ein loyme that Rabbi Yochanan is chaylik on Rav. And Rabbi Yochanan says, I feel if there's one line of space between the kiyam of Bezdin and the chasim of Sa'idim, it's possible discussing, I feel if it's metayitle. Even if that area of space is scribbled on, I feel achi, Rabbi Yochanan holds it's possible. And Tosis is Mazbe, why would I say according to Be'echin it's possible afilu metayitle because of the chshash that the Gemara asked on Rav? Vilma gayiz leiloi, maybe I'll cut the entire area of the top of the shtar until after chasim ha'sa'idim. He'll be left with just the kiyam of Bezdin and the area that's metayit. He'll be moichik the tiyit and write a shtar in the makam that used to be metuyit. And it'll be bava hu ve'edav ala mechak. The Rav tells us that bava hu ve'edav ala mechak is a kosher shtar. And even though Rav answered that kol ki agavne, if somebody is bo hu ve'edav alam chak, if he comes with the edim and the shtar written on the area that was erased already, and now there's a ki and bezdin on the yard, we can't be samech on the ki and bezdin because we're choshish, maybe he erased the entire shtar and wrote hu ve'edav alam chak. And Be'echin knows in such a case, when it's bo hu ve'edav alam chak and there's a ki on the yard, we are samech on the ki. Memela, even if there's a tiyat, we cannot be samech on the case when he's metayitle because we're choshish. Maybe he'll be megayez the Eloi, he'll be left with the tiyat and the kiyam of Bezdin, he'll be meichik and be mezayif a shtar and have a kiyam Bezdin on the shtar mezuyif. So being that it's a shtar that's yachal lovely day ziyif, zok to Be'echin, even if there's one line of space between this chasim ha'sa'idim and the kiyam of Bezdin, it's a possible shtar because it's yachal lovely day ziyif. Zok toysus ein loy ma'achi, because Be'echin cannot be chaylik on Rav, this that Rav says, bov hu ve'edav alam chak, and the kiyam is written on the niyar. Zog Rav, you can't be samech on the kiyam of Bezdin, and when I still has to be mekayim the edim, Rabbi Yochanan cannot be chaylik on that halacha. Zog Tosis, because if Rabbi Yochanan would be chaylik on that halacha, then every single shtar that is nichtav and has a chasim as a edim and has a kiyam of Bezdin that's written on the bottom, why we not chayshish maybe will be meichik the entire shtar with the chasim as a edim? He'll rewrite whatever he wants and be mezayif chasim as a edim and have a kiyam Bezdin written on the ziyif. He'll be bohu ve'edav alam chak, and he'll have a kiyam bezin on whatever he wrote and was mezayif. Zog Tosis al korchach de aloch is like what Rav says, bohu ve'edav alam chak, and there's the kiyam written on the niyar. The aloch is man cannot be samech on the kiyam of bezin, he still has to be mekayim the edim and make sure that the edim are not mezayif. In the chaber in Choshe Mishpat in Simen Memvav Sif Lamed Gimel brings the aloch in a case when it was bohu ve'edav alam chak. The shtar was written on an area that was already erased. It was written over an area that was erased. And the edim also signed on an area that was once erased. And there's a kiyum bezin written on the bottom. And the mechaber brings two shittas. One shita holds in such a case one cannot be samech on the kiyum of bezin. It's a pasul kiyum bezin. One still has to be mekayim the edim to make sure the edim are not mezuyif. And the mechaber brings the halacha v'yesh machshirin. There are shittas in the shirin that in such a case it is kosher. One can be samech on the kiyum of bezin. And the Achreinim are Mazber, the Shita of the Eish Poislam, this is the Shita of Taisvis, that Taisvis tells us the Kuli Almo, the Halacha has to be Bahu Ve'edav Alam Chak, and the Kiyim is written under the Yor, one cannot be Samech on the Kiyim. And Taisvis brought a Raya, because if we're not going to say this, Imkain, every single time that the Kiyim is written on the bottom of the Shtar, why are we not Choshesh that will come and erase the entire Shtar that was Nichtav, he'll be Mezayif his own Shtar, be Mezayif to Edim, and I'll have a Kiyim Bezden on the Edim that he was Mezayif. In such a case, it's Bahu Ve'edav Alam Chak. When the Kiyim is on the Niyar, we can't be Samech on the Kiyim. And the Shach is Masber that the second Shita of the Yesh Machshirin is the Shita of the Rambam. And this that the Rambam is Machshir Bahu Ve'edav Alam Chak, the Kiyim is written on the Niyar, is because the Rambam Paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. The Rambam held that Rabbi Yechanan is Chaylik on Rav. And Rabbi Yechanan holds like the Ein Leimer of Tosfos, that Rabbi Yechanan holds that Afilu Anatiyat also Bezin, if there's a line of space between the Kiyim of Bezin and the Chasima Sa'idim, it's possible Afilu if it's Metayat Le. And the reason for Rabbi Yechanan is because we are Choshesh, maybe he'll be Megayiz Le Eloi, he'll erase the Tiyat and be Mezayah for Shtar, and have a Kiyim Bezin written on this Shtar Mezuyif. And Bahu Ve'edav Alam Chak, if he comes and the Shtar is written on the area that was erased and the Eidim signed on this area, and there's a kiyum of Bezdin on it, it's a kosher shtar, one can't be samech on the kiyum of Bezdin. Rabbi Yechanan is chaylik on Rav. Only lechayra, according to the shita, the Rambam mitzvah toisis kasha. Every single shtar that's balef on Neinu with a kiyum Bezdin written lebesoif, why we not chayshish that maybe the mavel will erase the entire shtar? He'll write whatever he wants in the shtar, be mezayif to chasimus ha'idim, and now he'll have a kiyum Bezdin written on these chasimus that he was mezayif like. Lechayra, every single shtar should come out to have a chashash ziv. And the Shach answers that Taisis Raya is not a Raya. Zok the Shach, where the Kshash of our Gemara was only Dil Magayiz Leili Eloi. Maybe he'll cut off the entire Shtar until after Chasima Seidim. And he'll keep the entire Shtar for himself. He'll put it away. The entire Shtar with the Chasima Seidim will put away to the side. And he'll have now the Shtar with the Kiyam Bezdin. And on top of the Kiyam Bezdin, the area that was Metayit Le, he'll erase the area that was Metuyit. And he'll go and be Mezayif Ashtar and be Mezayif Chasima Seidim on that area. Zok the Shach, the person is also always afraid that maybe the Dayanim that signed the Kiyum of Bezdin will come and say we did not sign on the Shtar. Zok the Shach, in the case that he put away the Shtar already, all he's left with is the area that he was Gayizle. He has the area that was Matuyit with the Kiyum of Bezdin. I feel if the Dayanim come and tell us they didn't sign on the Shtar, so he'll end up passeling this that his Shtar that he's Mazuyif will be a Shtar Pasel. But he'll still have the Shtar in his drawer, he'll still have by him the Shtar that was Nichtav and Nechtam Be'edim. The kosher shtar is not going to be bali they have said. Manshenkin zok the shach in the case of Taisis Raya, in a regular shtar that's bali for Neinu, if the person will erase the entire shtar and be mezayif the shtar, be mezayif chasimah sa'idim, he is afraid that the Dayanim are going to come and say that we did not sign on the shtar, we were not mekayim the shtar that's written over here. And Imkain is going to be bali they have said because Bezin is going to pass on the shtar and he no longer has the original shtar. He already erased the original shtar, so if the Dayanim come, he's going to be bullied, they have said. So the Shach, we're not choshish, a person's going to erase the shtar with a chshash, because he may be bullied, they have said. It's only in the case of the Gemara of the Magayiz Leili Eloi, he'll cut off the shtar until after Chasima Seidim, but he's not going to be bullied, they have said. Over there, we're choshish that he's going to be meichik the tiyat, and because of my deboy, and I'll have a kiyam bezin on this shtar mizuyefes, because in this case, he's not going to be bullied, they have said. The Gemara is mefarish the shita of Rabbi Yechanan that it's dafka ben edim leksav. We say up until two lines the shtar is still kosher, but ben edim liasharta between the chasima seidim and the kikiyim that the dayanim sign on the shtar afilu shita achas is possible. Even if there's one line of space, we say the shtar is possible. And the Gemara is mefarish maishna ben edim liasharta. There's a chshash dil magayiz liiloi. Maybe we'll cut off the entire top of the shtar until after the chasima seidim. And now there'll be one line on top of the kiyum of Bezdin. It'll be kosav hu ve'edov b'shita achas. He'll write the shtar and be mezayif the edim, and then there'll be a kiyum Bezdin on this shtar mezuyif, which is written in one line. And zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan holds shtar abo hu ve'edov b'shita achas is kosher. A shtar that's bolu for neinu, and the shtar is written on the same line as the chasimah se'edim, this is a kosher shtar. Fact the Gemara, why don't we have the same chshash when there's a space between the Seif Ksiva Sashtar and the Chasima Seidim? Dilma Gai is Leili Eloi, maybe you'll cut off the top of the Shtar until the Chasima Seidim. And if there's one line of space between the Seif Ashtar and the Chasima Seidim, will be Kos of my Deboy, and there'll be a Chasima Sadi on this that he was Kos of my Deboy. And the Gemara answers over there is no chshash, because Kosov Ashtar Habo, who Vishit Bishita Achas, Veidov Bishita Acheris is possible. A shtar that's bolded for Nenu and the shtar is written on one line and the Edim sign on the next line is a posel shtar. Toisus in Devi Amascho Shita Achas Nami Posel asks, why is it that Chazal and Misakin a shtar ha bolded for Nenu hu b'shita achas ve'edu b'shita acheris is posel, and therefore there is no chishash if there's one line of space between the Seif Ksiva Sashtar and the Chasima Seidim, there is no chishash zif and the shtar is a kosher shtar. Why would Chazal not misakin also that a shtar shebolu for neinu and hu ve'edov b'shita achas, we should say it's a posel shtar. And this way, afilu of Bezdin is mekayim the shtar, and the kiyim of Bezdin is a line of space between the kiyim of Bezdin and the chasim seidim, it still won't be shaykh to be mezayif the shtar. If we would be misakin that a shtar shebolu for neinu hu ve'edov b'shuva achas is a posel shtar, there's no way for a person to write a shtar on one line. And this way, a key in Bezdin, which is one line of space after the Chasim HaSeidim, would be a kosher shtar. Why is it that when it comes to the space between the Seif Ksivas Sashtar and the Chasim HaSeidim, Chazal and Misakin in a Oifin, that there is no way to be Mizayif, and in this way, even if the Eidim sign a space away from the shtar, Afilachi, the shtar is kosher, yet when it comes to key in Bezdin, Chazal said if there's one line of space that's possible because of the Chashash Ziyif, and they were not Misakin the shtar, Balaf Nenu, Hu Veidu Vishit Achas is a possible shtar. And Tosis is mefarish the chiluk between Chasim HaSeidim and Kiyam Bezdin. Zog Tosis, when it comes to Chasim HaSeidim, Eidim, it's EF Shalot Tzamtzim to be Chosim right after the Seif Ksivas Ashtar. Eidim don't know how to be Mitzamtzim to sign directly under the Shtar, and therefore it's usual that there'll be a space between the Seif Ksivas Ashtar and the Chasim HaSeidim. Therefore, Chazal and Misakin that there shouldn't be any oifen of being Mizayif the Shtar. They said Ashtar Abolifunenu Hu Vishita Achas Ve'edov Vishita Acheris Apostle Ashtar. And this way, I feel if Edom are not mitzamtzim and signed directly on the shtar would still be kosher. It would be ef shel azayfoy. Mashiach, when it comes to Bezdin is ef shel tzamtzim. Bezdin could sign directly under the shtar. Bezdin are more bekiim, and they could sign directly under the chasim es Edom. And therefore, there was no reason for Chazal to make a takana that a shtar abola for neinu and hu ve'edom b'shurachas is possible. Being that Bezdin could sign without leaving a space, there's no reason to be misakin that shtar is in such an oifen that if there is a space, it should be efshel azayfin, the shtar should be kosher. We'll just have that Bezdin should sign directly under the shtar. Tosis continues that it's mevuah from all these halachas in our sugya that Chazal and misakin shtar is dafke in an oifen that the shtar should be efshel azayfin. A shtar that's efshel azayfin is a posel shtar. Zog Tosis im kein hu adin, when the Edom are signing on the shtar, the Edom should not sign one next to the other. If the Edom were to sign on one line, one next to the other, then there's a chishash ziyif. It's possible for the person to cut off the entire shtar and only leave the chasim ha'edim, which are signed one next to the other, and then he'll write the shtar in the margin of the shtar, which is blank. He'll fill in a new shtar, and with this he'll have a chasim ha'edim of a shtar, abola funenu hu ve'edu b'shura achas, which the shtar is a kosher shtar. And in Cain, the shtar will be efshel ha'zayfei. Zoktosis, it's better for the Edom to sign one on top of the other. And if the Edom sign one on top of the other, then it'll be EF Shel Azayfei. The person will not be able to write the shtar in the margin of the shtar, because it'll be a shtar harbole for Neinu, hu b'shita achas ve'edu v'shura acheres, being that both Edom are not signed on the same line as the ksivas ha'shtar. And Tosis then asks on himself that in a chanami, the malva is not able to be mezayif the shtar. If the Edom signed one on top of the other, he would not be able to write to be mezayif that the loiva owes him more money. And therefore the shtar is EF Shel Azayfei klapi the loiva. But Tosis asks, L'chayre, the Malva can still be Mizayif to shtar. The Allah is that Chaytzi Elov Ksav Yodi Shu Chayiv Lo, he's Mechayiv to pay. If one is Moitzi the Ksav Yad of somebody else, and it's written on the shtar that the person who signed the shtar with Ksav Yodi is Chayiv to the one holding the shtar money, that is considered a kosher shtar, and that Bezdin will use that as a raya that the one who signed owes him the money. So in Cain, the Malva can write in the margin of the shtar that the aid owes him money. He'll write, Ani borrowed a certain amount of money from the Malva, and it'll be signed the name of the aid. So, Fektosis im Kain, the Shtar is still Efshel Yufei, the Malva can still be Mezayif that the aid owes him money, and it'll be a kosher Shtar with this of Hoytzilov Ksavyod Yeshu Chayiv Loi, that is a kosher Shtar. And Zoktosis, we are not worried about this, that it's Efshel Yufei to be Mechayiv the aid. Chazal were only worried about that the Malva will be Mezayif that the Loiva owes him money, he'll be able to Mezayif the Shtar that the Loiva owes him the money. being that the Levi is borrowing the money and Chazal and Masakin of Oifin of Ksivas Ashtaris, they wanted him Masakin in the Oifin that the Levi will be protected and it will not be possible for the Malva to be Mazayif Ashtar that the Levi owes him more money. But Zaktaisis, if the Malva is able to be Mazayif that the Eid owes him the money, when the Eid signs, it's the Ihu Daftar Nafshef, he signs in the Oifin that the Malva could be Mazayif that the Eid owes him money. And Chazal weren't worried to be Masakin to protect the Eid that the Eid should sign in the Oifin that the Malva can't be Mazayif. The Eid has to be Mcheshish for himself to sign an Oifin that the Malva can't be Mezayif, that the Eid owes him the money. It's Mavur from Taisis Kasha that Taisis holds this halacha mentioned in our Sugya, Bobe Fanenu the Shtar, that it's Nichtav Vishur Achas with the Eidim is a kosher Shtar, is Lav Dafka, a Shtar that's Nichtav with Chasimus Eidim. Who would do when it comes to Hitzil of Ksav Yoda, if the Shtar is written Vishur Achas with the Chasim of Ksav Yoda, also the Shtar is a kosher Shtar? And this is also the sheet of the Rosh and the Nemuki Yosef in our Sugya, that if it's Balifonenu a Shtar that's Nichtav Bishura Achas, the Shtar and the Chasim of Ksav Yodi, the Shtar is a kosher Shtar, just like by Eidim, it's Balifonenu the Shtar, who Veidu Vishit Achas is kosher. The Agayis Ashri in Simon Yer Aleph, it's brought later on the Perek on Daf Kuf Samach Vav, brings the sheet of the Rivam. The Rivam holds a Balifonenu Bishura Achas, a Shtar with Chasim as Ksav Yodi is possible. And Zok the Rivon, the reason why it's possible is we are choishish that maybe the Malva was Mezayif the Shtar. Being that maybe we are choishish that the Leiva signed his name Stam on a paper, and now the Malva found this paper and he wrote Bishur Achas, he wrote the Shtar in front of the Chasim of the Ksav Yodi, and therefore it's Hoitzil of Ksav Yodi Bishur Achas that you find the Shtar is written and is a Chasim of Ksav Yodi in the same line as the Shtar which is written. Zok the Rivon, it's a possible Shtar. Hoitzil of Ksav Yodi Shulchayiv is only a kosher Shtar if it's first the Ksiva of the Shtar, and under the Ksiva of the Shtar, he is Chasim Shmoy. But if it's Bishur Achas, the Aloch of Asugi doesn't apply by the din of Chasimus Ksav Yodi. By Chasimus Ksav Yodi Bishur Achas, it's possible one has to sign Dafka under the Shtar. The Mechaber in Simon Samach Tesef Aleph Paskins this Aloch of Dvivam, he brings the Aloch of Dagoyis Ashri. And the Mechaber Paskins that if it's Balifonenu Ksav Yodi, that we have a shtar that's written and he signed Ksav Yodai at the Seifa Shtar Bishur Achas, it's a possible shtar, he has to sign Tachas the Ksiva. But if the entire shtar is written by Ksav Yodai, if he wrote the first Chelik of the shtar also, and he plenty ben plenty is chayif to somebody else a certain amount of money, then Zok the Mechaber it's kosher, because being that he wrote the entire shtar is written by Ksav Yodai, Memel, there is no Cheshash Zif. The Shach in Sivkot and Beis brings that this is only the Shita of the Rivam, but Tosfos the Rosh and the Nemuki Yosef are Chelik on the Rivam. And Afilu by Chasimus Yodai, he signed his name on the Ksiva of a Shtar. If it's Bishur Achas, still the Shtar is a kosher Shtar. On the Etzem Aloch of the Rivam, that Balifonenu Chasimus Ksav Yodai Bishur Achas with the Shtar is a possible Shtar, we are Choshish that maybe the Leiva signed his name Stam, and the Malva found this paper with the Leiva's name on it, and now he wrote a Shtar in front of the name, and he's Mezayif a Shtar, which now has a Chasimus Yodai Bishur Achas with the Ksiva of the Shtar. There is a machlikus in the Poskim, what is the chshash? Why are we choshish that maybe the Leiva signed his name Stam? The Smaz mefarish that we are choshish the Leiva came to Bezin for a different purpose, and they had to be mekayim chasimus yodei, they had to know his penmanship. So Bezin asked him to sign on a paper that they should be able to compare his signature to a shtar that was Bolif name that he signed as an aid on a different shtar. And we are choshish that maybe that shtar got into the hand of the Malva, now the Malva took a paper that has the signature of the Leiva on it, and the Malva was Mezayif, and he wrote that the Leiva owes him money, which now has a chasim of Ksav Yodai b'seif ha-shtar. The Shach is chelik on the Sma, he holds this is a chashash rochuk, that if Bezdin asked the Leiva to sign his name on a paper, that Bezdin should lose the paper and should be neifili out of Malva, that he would be able to be Mezayif the shtar. And the Shach holds the Cheshash of why the Rivon passed the Shtar, if it's Bolu for Neinu a Shtar, with the Chasimus Yodi in the same Shura as the Ksivus a Shtar, it's possible. Zok the Shach, we are Cheshash, this Leivis signed his name as an aid on a different Shtar. And now the Malva came and cut off the bottom of the Shtar, with the, which now on the top of the paper that he cut off, he has the Chasim of the aid and a blank paper under it. And now he's going to fill out a Shtar, they write that this aid is Chayev to him money, and he'll have a Chasim of Ksav Yodi and whatever he is Mezayif in the Shtar. And the Nesivus in Sivkot Nalef is Machriya that it's Mistaver Taimei Shalasma. And Dr. Nesivus, because the Mashmoyus of the Mechaber is that the Levi doesn't have to taina that he signed his name Stam on a paper and the Malva came and was Mezayif to Shtar. I feel if the Levi doesn't taina such a taina, Anan Taninale and the Shtar is Apostle Shtar. If it's Balifonenu that there's a Shtar that's written with a Chasimus Ksav Yodi Bishura Achas with the Ksiva of the Shtar, even if the Leiva doesn't tain its Mezuyif that he signed his name Stam on a paper and the Malva found the paper and was Mezayif the Shtar, Afiluachi Anan Taninan Levi tain of him and the Shtar is a Apostle Shtar and cannot be used as a Raya Bechlau. Zokta Nesivitz, that's Dafka because of the Svar of the Sma, B'makan, that we have the Chshash of the Sma, that maybe Bezdin told the Levit to sign his name because they wanted to be Mekayim Chasimus Yodi on a different star, and being that it came through a Takanas Bezdin, that Bezdin told him he has to sign his name, B'makan, that it came that Bezdin told him he has to do it, Chazal made Takanas to ensure that Bezdin telling somebody to sign his name shouldn't be Asi Lidei Hefsin, Asi Lidei Kilkul. Therefore, they were misakin that bala fenenu ashtar that has chasimus yodi b'shurachas with exivas ashtar is possible agamitz chashash rochuk, that something that Bezdin told him to sign his name on should fall into the end of the malva that he'll be able to mizayif the shtar, being that it's coming through a takonas Bezdin that Bezdin told him to sign his name. Chazal made sure that Bezdin telling him to sign his name shouldn't be bali de hefsid. Mashen came b'makim where there is no chashash, that it came through Bezdin telling him to sign his name. It's only the cheshash of the shach that maybe he signed his name on a shtar and the malve came and was gaiz lay this the chasima of the aid, and now he's riding in front of the chasima of the aid, called by the boy is being mizayif the shtar. In such a case, it's daf if the leiva tainas, this is what happened. But if the leiva doesn't say anything, he doesn't say that he signed his name stam on a different shtar and the malve was gaiz lay, the leiva is shaysik, even if he's being machish the tainer or coming with other tainas, then it would have the halacha of a shtar. It's, we don't say anan taninale. It's dafka if it came through a takonas Bezdin, that's osi de kilkul. Then we say anan taninale, and I feel if he doesn't taina, the shtar is a possible shtar. The mele zok to nesivus, it's mistava, the reason for the mechaber who says that the levi doesn't have to taina anything. Anan taninale is because of the reason of the sma, not because of the reason of the shach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.